Okay, I guess we're all here. So, are there any additions to the agenda? I should add that Ross has to leave by before 11, quarter to 11?
Yes.
Okay, so we will make sure that his info is included. Anyone else have particular time? Well, I'm trying to be finished by 11, so that's the plan. Yeah? Yeah? Okay. Agenda, anything extra we need to add to the agenda? No? Minutes of the last meeting? Can we have someone to accept them? Okay.
I think we just need to
find Mike. Okay, Peter. Okay. Council. Well, again, council has appointed two new members, am I correct, Sir Brandy? One is Mike, who has joined us in his own right as an independent observer now. And we have Tina. Tina is one of our founding members. Tina was with us day one, 13 years ago. Remember that, Peter? And she was with Family Resource Association, which has since been become part of a larger organization called Sources. So, and she is the one of the key people in the local Parksville group, right, Tina? Am I right?
Yeah, I'm so glad to be back.
Yeah.
You're good.
I missed the beach day. I missed everyone.
No, yes. The FRA was one of the organization that way back said we're in. This is exactly what we need to do as part of our engagement with families. We want to be at the table from day one. And they continue to be, even though they've now become part of a big organization, they continue to be one of those key stakeholders. So thank you, Tina, for joining us again.
Thank you for having me back.
Okay. So, and Mike, thank you for putting your name in. And I will contact the chamber, the new guy, just out of courtesy, even though he's probably trying to get up to speed, but I'll just send him an email just to ask to let him know that there is a spot left, right, for the chamber at the table should he choose to take it up. He may or may not. It's just portal. We have more than enough people now to kind of get the job done. So we're in excellent shape. Great. Thanks to our new members. So. Okay, activities and displays. Really, since I'll just do a quick round for that. I only have one new one, and that's the Mount Arrowsmith Bioseries. They signed up as well.
That's good.
Peter, do you have any, in addition to last week, any last month, any new members?
Well, I have one data.
Yeah.
Matt Breedlove.
Oh, right.
I mentioned to you that
yeah.
Matt, he phoned me a couple of days ago because he's my real estate agent. Anyhow, Matt's personal life is in turmoil now. Anyhow, he's not going to do that. He's not available to do what he's done the last.
No problem. We can come back to that and when we talk about, you know, how we run this stage and things and what kind of role he plays. Matt's been very good in terms of promoting it, but do we need to do that? And if so, how would we do it? We can come back to that a little later. Okay.
And anyhow, we'll add on, the fossils, graveyard, those are again. And I mean, he's been reluctant to do it the last couple of years, head stage, and, you know, the endeavor to take all the stuff down there. He doesn't want other people to handle his fossils.
Mm-hmm.
But anyhow, he said, yeah, that's fine, I've got it down for the, you know, the Sunday. And the, and North Owl Wildlife Center, they will come if they can get volunteers.
So it's a maybe then, eh?
Yeah.
Okay.
But until then, I think it's a yes.
Probably a yes.
Okay. So put it down as a yes. I think that's good.
Okay.
Only the gardens I haven't been able to contact yet. I think they can do it, but my message was to try and get it to focus on the environmental things and beach activities.
Right. Okay.
To do that. The other one is the Shellfish Research Center, which I haven't, they've changed their hours. I can't get them on that, but I will continue to do that. I'm sure they've always done that before, albeit in a different way because they don't have the touch tanks the way they used to have touch tanks.
Gotcha.
Ian Johnson, Ken, he's okay. I think I emailed
him.
He's good for 2.5 hour music gigs on the day. Times to be determined. So separating by, you know, maybe an hour, half hour, or you can have them. So that's it.
Do you have contact information for him?
contact me. Yeah, I have this phone number. Yeah.
Yeah, yes, I like that so I can talk to him again about what we need in.
I can give you his number right now.
Sure.
1250-740-0340. He's happy to do that for $150.
Good. Okay.
Which is our little rate was similar.
Yeah. Sounds good. Alrighty. Right.
Updates?
Yeah.
So the we confirmed the dump change. A little bit of padding last year. They're tacking travel on to the good inflation. But they're all on board. Usually they want a deposit, Randy, and an invoice will come in at some point from them. The food vendors, we have our smoky guy again, Lars, he's committed. The Shore has been notified and all the other commercial operations have been notified at this week. Last year we changed the Shore relationship a bit to move from what we hope to be a participative sponsor to more of a cash donation, and you know, we didn't get much mileage out of their frequent previous network, but they've come up with some food certificates last year, and I think we'll just continue with that relationship this year. They're pretty occupied, they've got a surge in business that day, and that's really what they want to know. Also, other food vendors, I've been in touch with the people who got a hold of us, or I tried to get in touch with the yogurt people, frozen yogurt people out of Lady Smith. She hasn't got back to me. Also, the ice cream greens guy sets up usually May 24th. He hasn't gotten back to me. His name is Jeffrey. I'm not sure Jeffrey is a career ice cream entrepreneur. So, you know, I think we'll have to see whether he shows up at his usual Brandt's viewing platform thing.
And we had a new ice cream person just show up today from Brandy, huh?
Oh.
Right, what's it called? Island something.
And they want to be there?
It just came in an hour.
Oh, terrific. Okay. Well, that's good. And you know, if they're local, then we won't follow up with Lady Smith, et cetera, et cetera. That sort of thing. But if we have two of them in different locations, that would be a good thing. Angie Wiersma, who's the very professional dump tank supervisor. Once again, I reached out to her.
You're doing a great
There ain't no gray area. And that's okay. And so, but I'd love to have her back, and if we can, she's usually pretty supportive that way, but she didn't
go. This dump tank is going to take the worries of like there's always a possibility of something going wrong, right? Bang, slash, clang.
And so I'm bouncing around here a bit. Okay, Hovercraft, I've been in touch with. They don't usually get back to us until we follow up with phone calls. I would say that's a 30% chance at best strength, but we'll give it a shot. They have to be in the area and do that. Mosaic Forest, have been in touch with and, have, David and I talked, have offered them a booth or a chance to do an exhibit of some sort as well. I'm positive, optimistic about that now that we've contacted the right company. And we have a contact.
And you hadn't told him, had you?
Well, you know,
I told him.
You know, there's two about really how to govern their relationship. Apparently that was one of them. Yeah, she came back and said, well, we're not sharing, but we need to share. That was pretty funny. Leaders in training, as someone else You know, got some, you know, the three of us did the physical moving of the putting thing and the trailer work and the tables. I'm just wondering whether, if it's possible, if they're around, if we can expand their assistance to help with the physical work. That
depends when they arrive, right?
Yeah, so we have to maybe a different crew the day before, the day after. That I find, I don't know how you guys find, I find that the old joints are hurting them, you know. I'm not saying we're spring chickens anymore. That's all I'm saying. And it would be nice to have
that's what we got lunch here.
I thought I was waiting for the pay.
Are you the chicken guy?
No.
Is that
I'm the laborer now. That's what we do. Well, that's second. So that's just to throw out there, again, some extra assistance around the trailer and various other physical aspects to do with that. Raven Song, I haven't, the Raven Song Swimmers, the Aquatic Club, who applied late last year. I have not been in touch with them. And QB Fire and Rescue have confirmed their presence. However, they will not do first aid.
Oh, they won't. Okay.
They will not. So we'll have to go back to St. John's. Okay. It must be a liability thing. There was just no argument there.
Interesting. They used to.
Yeah, there was a change.
Liability is looming over us on everything these days.
It's funny, I deal with the volunteer fire department on another level, and understandably, they have very clear lines of delineation.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah.
You know, there's things they can do and can't do, and that's a short discussion.
Okay.
So, that's it for me. There's still things to follow up, and certainly if anyone wants to pass off stuff to me, I'd be happy to carry on.
It's all taking shape, because what we like to do, right? Yeah. Well in advance.
You bet.
I should ask Tina, you're what exactly Sauce is bringing this year? What's coming out of your imagination?
Well, so far, it seemed like last year when I was at BCA, it was a real success with the little tattoos, the temporary tattoos, and then we did bubbles. Handed out these little tubes of bubbles, and the kids just seemed to love it. So I was going with the same thoughts for this year, if you guys thought that would work.
Yeah. Sounds good.
More tattoos done than face painting. You know, it's quite time-consuming how we used to do the face painting in the past, and so the tattoos, we can have, you know, four staff on site, and they can whip them up, and we can start handing out bubbles as we go.
How do the tattoos go on? Does it matter in nature?
Just water. Just a spray bottle with water. And then we've got the little, and they're like a sea theme. So like little crabs and little fish and stuff. And they can pick whatever one they want. And then they take the little temporary tattoo, we spray some water on it, and then rub it with a little paper towel. And there it is.
Okay, sounds simple and good. That sounds great. That's excellent. Okay, Peter, you had any...
No, actually, through the chair, I actually did read this. So, part of research the RCMP and Oceanside Community Safety. So they're going to have a combined booth.
Oh, good.
So that'll make it last year they were split up and they worked together to the other one tent. So this year they like to be under the one tent, if they may. And I've reached out already to the Beach Lounge, and they're waiting to get back to me. They're just doing up their summer schedule. I don't think they've hired a summer community cruiser person yet. And that falls through our backup plan as Island Radio, or as I call it, their competitors. So we will have some sort of media coverage there for today.
Super.
Island Radio, they don't want to come over from the Sunshine Coast?
Actually, yeah, that's where they're, but they do have a couple of stations.
Yes,
they have one in Nanaimo.
Yeah.
So that's why I know that I've reached out to them from community policing and they've been able to come out. They're always looking for the opportunity to give it to Jim Pyotr.
Healthy competition, right?
We all believe in that.
Okay, super. That's been very helpful. Thank you. Okay. Of course, how was your pipe building?
Well, we're heading in the right direction. I've got in touch with the fellow that used to supply us, who's retired, and he held back a few kits, hoping to do something that he says he can make available to us, and he's going to reach out to somebody else. So I'm guardedly optimistic we're good for this year, and if I can get a hold of anything and stockpile it, we will do that.
Good. Okay. Excellent. And?
Well, Ken and I went to Berwick and met with them, just so you know. So the strings and things, they were last month's centerfold for the Berwick magazine. Anyways, they are on board. They're excited to be part of the event.
They didn't sample us, though, so we're taking a risk.
There wasn't an audition.
No, there was no audition. We're just picking them.
You know the supply and demand. They know the relationship. They know that.
Yeah, but I was the shuttle end of things, and last year there were 140 community members and 31 Berwick residents that used the shuttle.
Mm.
So it's definitely worth doing.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they're happy to do that. They will be running the shuttle from 11:30 until 4 is what they'll advertise. It will go longer than 4 if needed, but that they'll advertise it as such. And they do have a new logo, which I'll forward to Brandy. So if we're including them in any of our advertising and whatnot.
Okay. Super. Excellent.
Whoop, whoop.
How are we doing on the music? And good stage.
Anelia, or Anella, I think his name is. He's our Hawaiian entertainer, and he's booked. He will do 2 one-hour sets, and so I figure we'll start off with the bagpipes, then the floggers. And what are they called? The belly laughs, yeah. Do you guys have any contact information for the sloggers of the belly laughs?
Yeah.
Okay. If you could forward that to me, that would be awesome.
Her name is Elaine Belly Dances.
Belly, yeah. Belly laughs, yeah.
It's Elaine DeRoy. DeRoy.
Yeah.
752-3750.
3750. And the cloggers?
Yeah, that's Sharon Lafferty.
Yep.
The noose, 468-7478.
7478. 250?
Yeah.
Awesome. I'm good to go. Now, are we having the mayor and Chief Michael to do a little rah-rah at the beginning?
I think that was the initiation.
Yeah, usually it's Chief McConnell that welcomes everybody and starts the day. I don't know that the mayor would be interested in it, or, it's needed to get into the political speeches or anything like that. I think in the past we've kind of avoided that, but... I mean, if you wanted to introduce or say something, then.
Yeah, I think last year you just, bless the land that we're on and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And then,
Yeah, you don't have to worry about the chief too long.
He's
a chatty guy. He's on the part of speaking them into a fine office.
Yeah.
Of age.
Yeah, it's nice to have some kind of opening.
And that's actually a selling point that, it's a key factor for others to participate as well, that component, that the opening ceremony and things like that. It's got other ramifications, so it's
possible.
Yeah.
Okay, so it sounds like you've got the basics of the...
And I'll put together the schedule to make sure it fits right and it goes smoothly.
Yeah, share with everybody so they all know where they fit in the scheme of things. How about the sound system? Is that you? Or?
I've got a sound system. I'm not sure if our Hawaiian man will bring his or not, or we're just having a conversation.
Right, okay. Well, it's only March, so we're ahead of the curve. And if it was June, I'd be anxious, but March would be great to work these things out. Great, so you've got the package there basically done. Fantastic. Okay.
So, yeah, just to summarize, you've got 2 one-hour gigs there.
Yes.
So if you do 1 hour with your Hawaiian guy and maybe a half hour with Ian.
Yeah, and then our Hawaiian guy again, and then Ian.
Will be in. So
yeah.
That would work well.
Yeah, and then I'll put some music on for the end.
So that's 3 hours in total.
Yeah.
And just add to that, that gap that we had, from the stage to the first dunk tank thing. Well, dude, we're hoping to put something more into that, whether it's an ice cream stand or something, to create some activity, a little more activity.
Yeah. I think it should be equal all the way down the stage belt.
Certainly. It depends on the sound levels and things like that. You can easily order food or or ice cream or something like that with music on in the background. I'm not sure you want to have tattooing going on at the same time. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You want that to be the choir. So we've got to, but the intent would be to create a little more traffic.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll have the education and information of one quiet in and then more noisy ones closer to the stage. Not noisy, things about
discussion.
So, sure.
Good to share. That's one of them. Is there something we can do for signage, or are thinking sandwich boards
along the boardwalk to point up where the stage is, because a lot of folks are wandering, and all of a sudden they think, oh my God, it's the end of it. Oh, they have a stage here. If you come in at the other end, you may not recognize that there's a formal stage at the other end. And we can perhaps liberate, you know, some of the silence force from the chamber, speaking out of turn here, but I still have to keep on.
Sit down with the otters?
And that's probably the reason why you want to move this force, because of some of the otters. But most site community safety would have silence force as well. You just have to pay for the inserts. It would find a sponsor that would use a couple of, you know, something that can be used year after year without getting it, you know. We could even get, like, I know that in the past, Wallpaper would do things for free if they could put their logo splashed across the bottom. So just even just a couple of them along the boardwalk might be enough just to encourage people to make sure they go the full distance.
Sure. Well, if you need the metal sandwich boards that you just slide the insert in, I've got three or more of those. I've got three decent ones and probably another three that could use a paint job but are totally functional. And everything probably does too. There's a standard.
Well, 24 by 36 is ideal because you want them tall enough so that.
I don't think it's quite that. They're not quite that big. There's a typical open.
The 24 by 18 is that's the other standard size.
Yeah.
Okay. So again, it just gives you. I'm just thinking of ways that we can, you know, just encourage traffic.
Yeah, and I like to. If we're doing a wrap again this year, is to maybe put the entertainment schedule in there.
Yeah.
So people know.
Make it part of the destination.
Yeah,
it's the entertainment.
Yeah. Okay, agreed. Sounds like we've all spoken about, we always struggle with this, right? How do you get people to see it? Where do you put them in? So anything you can do as they get closer, you need to start to do that.
Yeah. Sure.
Absolutely.
Okay. And if you have any shortage of the actual,
A-frames?
Yeah. The smaller ones.
I got the small ones too.
Oh, excellent.
There you go.
I have a 7, I think. Yeah, that's a 10.
So that just comes the expensive part. Users.
Yeah. Well, the town should be able to print off a fair size poster.
Yeah.
Because you can just get a plain lamp for it, and then you can actually just put something else with it if you want to go the inexpensive route, which gives it a bit more flexibility too.
Mm-hmm.
But you can buy the insert is fairly cheap. Actually, what you do is just liberate another one and just use the back side of it.
Exactly.
Put your poster onto it. But again, you want to make sure, again, like most signage people won't see for about 3 seconds. That's why you need to have a pro logo and what the instructions are so you have, you know, they know exactly what the signage is about. Because most people aren't going to stand and just start reading.
It'd be nice to have something at the information desk, too.
Yeah. Yeah, a good, like, the itinerary of events and where, you know, where people can find
the schedule of the stage and,
absolutely. It comes back to whether we need someone like Matt used to do walking around here with a microphone, you know, saying, look out for the skydivers, you know, this is taking place at the stage. Is that still something we want to do?
You saw it with a megaphone, you need to go?
Well, what did he use?
I don't know.
We had a bullhorn.
A bullhorn?
Well, Matt had one. I don't know who said it was.
But that's sure the best he had.
Yeah.
If you need a bullhorn to the chair, I think I can find one of those easily enough. The Mounties will be there.
Yeah.
By the way, I scanned your equipment for them.
So well, you know, if there's a bit of a script there and you know, sort of a timing thing, that can be, that'd be a real asset to have someone walking around.
Yeah, I don't mind yelling.
Well, wouldn't be one.
Yeah.
No.
You can call the town crier at that point.
Yeah. Again, we've tried
this. That's another.
We've tried this many, many times. At one point we had speakers mounted all the way down the waterfront from the Nymo. And it was so noisy, the people underneath them hated them because they put these things were blasting. So we scratched that. We tried a bullhorn. No, it's unless you point right at somebody, they can't hear it, right? So it's really the challenge to communicate on that narrow, stretched out, windy waterfront. Okay, we tried a number of options.
We joked about the town prior, but is there in the town somewhere and tucked away in some
closet? Through the chair, I know that the existing town crier, the official one, is retired, and they're looking for a replacement. So there is, we just got to find out what dimensions that person was.
You see what I'm saying? If you have someone,
with a bell
to start with,
that's right.
He would have to be dressed up as a seagull.
The hatch of creative liberty.
I think we found your role.
I can
get it. We have a volunteer.
Anyway, I just have a quick thought. You know how all the volunteers have their light blue shirts? What about having like 3 or 4 volunteers, whoever that is, maybe students or something, that are like ask me or information or fun little hats with a question like ask me. So, and they're wandering around. Yeah. So then people will be like, or you can, and then they can kind of start the conversation as well. Like they could be like, oh, you know, you've got great music coming down here, but if they stand out in the crowd a bit. Because everyone's so used to the light blue, and that's great, but if we just had a few that stand out somehow, and then some fun, I don't know, something fun to make them look like, hello, like when we do our coldest night walk, here, we have the toots, so we do one that's outside of the gate too, and we go a walk along the boardwalk, so that people are really like, why are they wearing toots, and why are they all the same, and then they ask you what you're doing, and so then we find that that's another way for us to share the information about coldest night walk. So if there's something on site that day that stands out, that makes people go and ask, because they might not know to ask.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Okay, let's think about that one and see who might do it. A sandwich board, if you can wear a sandwich board and just walk back and forth and with pamphlets and maps and things to answer people.
Oh yeah, that'd be fun. Back to the Swally the Seagull outfit.
Good idea. Yeah, okay.
I like the idea of having a hat with a question mark.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That would really stand out, but how do you strike that thing? Have it not blow off.
Yeah, because it's often very windy.
Oh, yeah, right.
Put holes in it. Up the hole.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well,
brainstorming.
Yeah, let's hold that thought and give some thought to it. And who we might persuade to actually do this. There has to be
an outgoing person.
Okay. But just, we won't make a decision today, but that's a good idea. We'll come back to it at the next meeting, and maybe we'll have some more thoughts. Okay.
I can do an hour. I'll volunteer an hour.
Oh, you're going to volunteer.
I'd definitely be up for that role.
Oh, 2 volunteers already. Okay.
Yeah.
You know what? I'll just
leave the start of it.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought that would be a great thing to help us keep our pulse on the situation.
Okay. Okay, what would that hat and outfit look like? You want to give some thoughts to that? And you can talk to Tina if you like. She has thoughts and see if, it's neat idea.
Sounds like arts and crafts.
Yeah.
Well, I think perhaps you would share it with getting a little helium balloon with a question mark on it. And
That
way you'll have something that's very visible.
Sure.
Yeah, a question off on one side and follow your seagull on the other.
Right.
Be kind of, just walk up and down for an hour and answer questions. Yeah. Move with some sheets handing out the timelines and the maps and things. Yeah. Good, fine.
Yeah.
Okay. There you go.
Right.
The question you want to hear. Okay. Super. Okay. Banner update. Well, you need the banner to be updated by the town with the new July 21st date on it. So if you could put that into the system, please, Brandy. The banner has to be found, and then it has to be sent off to have a new date put on. That's all pretty simple.
Okay.
Should get that going.
On that, thanks for updating the website. That's great. Because I attach that link to every communication.
Is our Facebook, is that updated too?
Never updated.
Okay, super. Okay, and radio we talked about, and we talked about, instead of the man approach, we're going to do the questions going up and down and some kind of innovative approach. Great. T-shirts. I went back to you often. We hand out T-shirts, of course, to new volunteers. And do we have any? Good question. I'm trying to think. Do I have any? If not, we'll have to order some. So
I think there was some in the box. I don't see any evidence.
I'm trying, I moved, so it's, you know, what did I do with it?
Can you take any back, because I know through the chair that we have some, we gave some volunteers that come out from the visitor center, because they had worn them, but I'm not too sure if they were recovered or not.
I'll have to look, I'll have to deal with an action for me, see if I have any t-shirts left. If not, we'll have to go out and order some usual blue ones with the logo on. But most of us have them, right, already. Of course, some of us, like Peter, wears them year-round, but that's okay.
Through the chair, I think it's any time for a new one, because this has got rolling rubles on it.
Have something more updated, you know.
Well, what are you trying to say? Okay, I will look for t-shirts. Okay. So I think we've pretty well covered the waterfront. We're in good shape. Is there anything more?
To the chair, I just want to find out, are we in need of any money?
For
anything specific. And the reason I'm bringing this up, the Parksville Qualicum Community Foundation, they're closing on the 31st applications. Because it's their 25th anniversary, they're just going to be disbursing almost $70,000 to organizations, which we could apply for through the town. If we have something specific we want to purchase, that'd be a good way. And if one of the individuals around the state wanted to do something during each day, there's been a neighborhood small grant that individuals can apply. And it's up to $500 for that one. That an individual can get if they want to do something at the beachfront under their name, not under the community's name. Going back to the annual grants for the foundation, they can get grants up to $4,000 is available. And because, again, being it's the 25th anniversary this year, they threw in extra money to disperse it to the community.
What was the name of it?
It's the Parksville Qualicum Community Foundation. It could be down at www.marksvillequalicumfoundation.com.
Mike, for the larger amounts, you have to be a charity. Is that correct?
That is correct. Now, the thing that is, through the town of Qualicum Beach, they can be your sponsor. So there's a one page for Heather. Jensen often will, for instance, when the pipe bands look for recreational equipment, the town was the sponsor. So if you go onto the form, there's a one page sheet where you get a charity sponsor. So it could be the SOS, it could be a municipality, because they all have charitable status under the Canada Revenue Agency. I'm full of useless information, sorry.
Yeah.
Well,
we need t-shirts and whatever.
Yeah, this is why I'm asking. I figured with the ask, we do have a list, and the sheet is in that ordinance, and we do have somebody from town council that can probably wait. That we don't have a pressure on Brandy to say, Heather, can you sign off on this for us? It is an opportunity, and this is something that we could be looking at on a go-forward basis, having the foundation do something. And for the neighborhood small grants, you could actually apply in the fall if you know that you're going to use it the next year within 12 months and everything.
Well, and the other thing is the foundation always accepts donations. It's a charitable situation. So this provides them some much needed profile as well.
Thank you. Yeah, but it's reciprocal. It very much is so much. And again, the whole purpose of it is to put money back in. And would be very knowledgeable about the foundation as well, because her dad was the one that actually helped start the foundation last century. Okay, it was 1999, last century, when we started the foundation.
There you go. Well, the t-shirts would be helpful, because we could build up our reserve. You know? But the problem we had before is, could we put the foundation logo on it as well as a town? Remember we had that issue early on? We had to be...
It might be different for a non-profit versus a for-profit.
Yeah.
I'll ask stuff.
Okay. But that would be very handy to have that cost covered. But the one thing we can do for volunteers is give them a t-shirt, and it's our way also of identifying them as volunteers.
They've also extended the deadline of that to the middle of April, 15th April.
Okay, you went up on 80, Chris. I look after the same.
This is usually it's the end of March, but this year, because of the anniversary, I think they've extended maybe.
Okay.
That's what it is.
Excellent.
Yes. Yeah. You have to do. It's just that we put up for, 30, it's about $500 or $600. It's not insignificant cost to us to do this. And yet it's one of those must-dos that we have to provide t-shirts to.
Maybe some of the entertainment or something, we could put that in there and see.
Absolutely.
Do they like a physical things, do you think?
It's not necessarily capital grants.
Yes.
The terminology to use is whatever enhances the community.
Mm.
But it must be spent in Oceanside. That's the only idea they have on it. It's a school district 69.
You know, you can never have too many of those participants because that, again, will be, I'm thinking, Mosaic, who we rely on each year and we missed last year. But, I mean, when a corporate supporter sees the foundation involved, then that boosts everybody.
Right.
I just can't see it as anything but a good thing.
Right. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. And she just let me know if they can be identified. That might be helpful to them. And I can look for t-shirts. I'm sure we need some more anyway. I think my recollection is down to half a dozen. So we'll probably need to replenish it.
I think limited sizes or whatever.
Yeah. And then we'll go from there. Okay. Sure. I'll follow up on that then. Okay. And I think that's it. Anything else? Going? No, we're good. Excellent. Good shape. Next meeting, there are some issues around meeting dates. Next meeting is normally on the 15th. Is that the third Monday? It's unusual because it's Monday. And I'm busy on the 15th.
Yeah, it should be Monday.
So I wanted to ask if it could go to the 22nd.
I think that's available.
If it's available to everyone else. Is 15th or the 22nd the big issue for anyone?
I think the 22nd would actually be better for me.
Okay, there you go.
And then actually was one thing about photography.
Oh, no. Oh, yes.
Earth Day.
Good thing.
Earth Day. Oh. 22nd.
Is that March or April?
April.
22nd March. Was it our 22nd April? Earth Day?
I thought Earth Day was last Saturday.
Oh. Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
But then there's the actual Earth Day. I don't know.
It's not relevant, is it?
Well, I'll be planting
trees
somewhere. So I won't.
So the 22nd doesn't work for you? Okay. Does the 15th work for you? That's our quarterly speaking reading. I have to be at that same morning.
Can we do it at a different time? Or?
Yeah, sure. As a one-off, sure.
I'm fine.
Mm-hmm. I'm unemployed. I'm sorry to be saying that. That's a lot of us.
You've graduated.
I have graduated.
Yeah, can we do it on that day at 1 o'clock or something?
Mm-hmm.
On the 15th?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, good for everybody. Just for a quick hour, not very long.
I love the way you operate your meetings. No, this is true.
Okay. 1 o'clock here?
Yeah.
1 o'clock. Okay, thank you guys. Yeah, we only have meetings now once a quarter, and that happened to be dating pick months ago, so I didn't realize it was conflict, but that's...
And that was the 15th.
15th at 1 o'clock. And then the other thing you pointed out, Ross, the next meeting
in May.
Yeah,
Victoria Day weekend.
That's not going to work.
And you're away the following Monday.
I'm away the following Monday. So I suggested maybe the 21st. Yeah, and 27th is late in the month anyway, right?
It's booked Tuesday morning.
Should we go?
What about you guys? You guys are working.
If you need a room space, we've got our office.
Yeah, also got the boardroom.
Yeah.
Book.
So, as long as we book it, we're good to go.
I have it in the community room on that day.
Yeah, it should be changed in my picture.
It's all blended, but still available then, so.
Yeah, this is a possibility.
Yeah, we looked at the committee room. The committee room is available on the 21st.
May 21st.
We might have to change our location.
May 21st.
It'll probably be at the committee room at Town Hall.
Okay.
Okay.
It's
going to be...
mine comes up as an invitation and all that sort of thing. So I guess this comes from Brandy. You can send us that.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll just do that.
All right.
I'll just the photography.
Oh, photography.
Yeah, I got, again, Bernie deals a lot with that when she's talking about taking pictures and with family day. And she said there's not really anything that we need to worry about with photos. Anyone can take pictures of anyone in public. There is some etiquette, however, that we can undertake. So when taking photos of someone's face, especially a minor, we can ask them if it's okay to use the photo for advertising or, you know, on our site. And then we can ask them for their email so that we can forward the image to them if they would like to do that. And then let's see. That's pretty much it. But there, she just said when there's a big crowd, anyone can take pictures.
I mean, people are taking selfies all over the place. So yeah. There's millions of them, right? So
that they say in all of them, we are pictures taken 200 times a day.
Really? If you're just out normally.
Yeah. And in the lower mainland, it's up to 2,000 a day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Chair. Right. Does the town have a waiver for photography?
They have a waiver that's used for like a photo competition or something like that, but not general.
Oh, David. Okay.
Hi. So when we do larger events, I usually post signage that'll just say that please, you know, note that photos are being taken. And they may be used for public things or whatever. And then let us know if you don't want your photo taken. But then when we're doing activities like Beach Day for us, we have a written waiver that they have to sign. So if we do take any pictures of any children that we're going to promote, not that we have done that for Beach Day, but it might be helpful just to have like two or three sign somewhere so that it's a backup. Like at the information booth, it's just an additional backup in case someone comes back and says, I didn't want you to post my picture. We'll be like, well, unless you let us know, we wouldn't know that. And we let you know that it's being possibly being used.
Sure, the chair. I think on that note, Tina, is it possible to put a small little block on even on the website that it lets people know that this is a public event and your image may be captured for distribution.
Yeah.
At least the more that we promote it, I think at least that way people have at least in the back of their minds, if there are the witness protection program, don't show up.
It's kind of a policy for the town, isn't it? Because really the St. Family Day or Beach Day or any other event, is there a standard protocol?
Well, that's why I was asking Bernie.
Yeah. Yeah. But maybe there should be a something like Tina's describing. I remember Bernie showed us, I think showed us an actual print, an example of that kind of sign. He's just saying this is a public event and there may be photographs taken for promotional use. You know. And that will be a one way of at least making it public, as well as putting it on the website. It's a good idea. I think if the, could the town consider that? This is a matter of policy end, is that appropriate? I mean, just keep it simple, not too complicated. Yeah. And then when we get the photographers, we just say, you know, if in doubt, you take for children's faces, you know, it'd be a good idea to ask the parents if they mind. But not to sign out. I don't know about signing waivers. If you're on one particular location, it might work, but if people are wandering up and down.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying. On smaller events, one-off, like if they came to our booth and we want to take pictures, I would get them to sign it.
Yeah.
But at a larger event, when we do like a community event or we're doing some training and stuff, we put like a little sign at registration. So there could be like a sign at the info booth or, and also in the website's perfect idea, that just letting people know that there could be pictures taken.
Sounds like a plan.
You don't want to do a big make work project, but it's easy enough just to make a couple signs that say that.
And there are good examples around that I've seen from your town colleagues that if it is an example of one, simple, print it up, put it on a sign, and put it on the website, and we're done.
When I was going out taking pictures, I asked people if it was okay if I took their picture.
Yeah, and I think I'll have to here, ask permission, we'll get the photography.
Or with some of the children, I take it. It's not maybe as nice, but you, I take it from behind, and you don't have their face.
Yeah, yeah, common sense, really. Yeah. Just be respectful of people's views. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, well, I'll talk to David Cotton. He's already agreed to be there, and he's going to talk to a couple of his colleagues from the photography club. So he said having several is good because they can not, you know, they can wander around. So I'll initiate that and see what we can. Okay. Anything more for your end?
I think that's
you've got a meeting closed. Okay, in that case, I guess we can conclude the meeting. It is under the hour, 45 minutes. Yeah,
I'm impressed.
That's a good addition to the team. Okay, and we'll see you again on the 15th at 1 o'clock.